This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, or printed copies of the sermon will follow the program. If you enjoy the program, we invite you to join us every Sunday at this time for worship with us.
Have you ever found yourself longing for more wisdom for the living of these days? Well, God wants to give that to you today. Stay with us and learn how to grow in wisdom. Almighty and gracious God, we thank you for your holy word. As we listen to it and study it together this day, breathe your Holy Spirit into us that we may know you better and grow in our love and obedience to you and your will. Amen. Dear friends, as parents and grandparents, we love our kids, and we want what's best for them, don't we? We think of things like we want them to be healthy and happy and doing something productive with their lives. And of course, we want them to have character as well. We want them to be good people who do what's right and fair and just, moral people. and prudent in making choices and knowledgeable about those things in life that make a difference between destructive living and constructive living. We want them, in essence, to have wisdom. Wisdom meaning practical skills for living this life. Come to think of it, we all long for that in our own lives as well, don't we? I can affirm that myself. I've oftentimes said to people, I'm praying for wisdom on this one, or I could sure use some wisdom. And then there's the alcoholic that knows the importance of wisdom as well as he or she prays that serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Well, the good news today is that if you're seeking that for your kids or for yourself, God has answered that serenity prayer. There is a book that was put together long ago to help that wisdom become a reality in our lives. In fact, the writer says that a person is never too old to benefit from reading it and reflecting and acting on it. God has used a man named Solomon to put together a book of wisdom called the Book of Proverbs. It was compiled a long time ago by the Holy Spirit's leading to offer observations about life and insights for wiser living. It is intended to give practical skills for our daily lives. The book itself has been referred to as God's School of Wisdom. Our text for today is the orientation for the school. As the teacher introduces himself, lays out the class purpose, and then the basic foundational principle for gaining the wisdom that God would like us to have. Let's take a look at it now. It's in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. You will find that right after the book of Psalms. It reads as follows. Chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for learning about wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for gaining instruction in wise dealing, righteousness, justice, and equity, to teach shrewdness to the simple, knowledge and prudence to the young. Let the wise also hear and gain in learning, and the discerning acquire skill to understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. As I said before, there are three parts to this orientation text. First, we meet the teacher, King Solomon, son of David. We read about him in 1 Kings. Solomon collected these sayings and put them together for us, according to what he's saying here. You remember the story of Solomon, how he prayed for wisdom to rule his people, because he knew he couldn't do a good job of it on his own. So his prayer to God was, Lord, give me wisdom to rule. And then we run into the purpose of the course in verses 2 and 3. He wants to give us certain things, learning about wisdom, practical skills for living. He wants to give us instruction, which means discipline, teachings. He wants to make sure that we have understanding in our minds. He wants to give us words of insight, sayings about what seems to make life work. He wants to help us to gain instruction in wise dealing, to have prudence in our decisions and good sense. He wants to help us be righteous and just, equitable, ethical, as we live in community. Note the audience as well in verses 4 through 6. They are the simple, the young, as well as the mature. He tells us we're never too old to grow in godly wisdom. And finally, Solomon lays out the foundation of this course. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, which is just another way of saying wisdom. That's the orientation statement, the very foundation. Wisdom for living is found in a relationship with God. There is no wisdom apart from God. This statement is the key statement for the whole book. It's what sets it apart from other wisdom in the world. It's founded upon a right relationship with God. And the big idea that Solomon seems to be trying to communicate to us this day in this passage is wise living starts with a right relationship with God. This verse implies that the course that is being offered us is not simply a self-help thing to make us wealthier or to make us healthier. It's a God-based course, and its intention is to teach us how to live as God's people at work, at home, and in our various relationships in life. The goal is to make us set apart for the Lord in this world. The goal is that we might learn godly living. To get our lives straightened out on the horizontal plane of life, we first need to get our vertical relationship with God straight. And that relationship that Solomon shares with us today is described as one which contains the element of fear. Now, we cringe a little bit when we think about the fear of the Lord. We are uncomfortable, I suppose, in our minds sometimes with that thought of God being someone to fear. We like to maybe make up our own ideas about God and see him more as a grandfather type that sits in his heaven smiling down at us. But when we hear this word, fear the Lord, we're a little puzzled by it oftentimes. What comes to mind for you when you think of that word fear in this verse, fear the Lord? What comes to mind for me is, first of all, reverence and awe and respect. When the fear of the Lord is talked about in places in Scripture, such as when the people of God, Israel, stood before the Lord after he destroyed the Egyptian army at the Red Sea, it says they were filled with the fear of the Lord and they worshiped. They had reverence and awe and respect for the power of God. I think of the word dread and terror as well. We find fear of the Lord being described in the book of Jonah, for instance, when Jonah is out on that ship with those sailors running away from God and the storm comes up and the sailors were filled with terror. That's that same word, fear. And they turn to Jonah finally and say, "What have you done?" It says they were filled with terror for Jonah's God as they experienced his power out on the sea. I also think of fear meaning concern and anxiety, as the people of Israel sometimes were fearful of their enemies. Or I think also of Isaiah in the 6th chapter of Isaiah in the temple when he has that encounter with God. And he says, "Woe is me, for I am a sinful man." So there was great, great anxiety. And finally, when I think of the phrase fear of the Lord in Scripture, it was used in another place in Genesis when God prevented Abraham from sacrificing his son Isaac. Remember, God instructed him to do that as a test. And then God stopped him and he said to Abraham, "Now I know that you fear me because you obeyed." So it's reverence, it's terror, it's anxiety, and it's obedience, all wrapped up into that little phrase, the way it's used in the Bible. There is a rational as well as an emotional or an unrational aspect to this relationship with God as being described here. A couple of snapshots that might be helpful to get a little bit of a feel for this fear of the Lord is in our earthly relationships, like with my father. I loved my dad. He was a loving man who was good to me and provided for me. I trusted him and felt secure with him. He kept his word. But I also feared him in a very healthy way. I knew that his word was final, that he was the authority in my life. And to cross over the line and break the rules could lead to consequences that would be not happy. And so I feared him in a healthy way as I obeyed him. There was fear in that there was love and trust and fear. That was the relationship. Think of your relationship with a police officer, for instance, as well. I love having the police in our community. They help us to feel safe as we live in our homes, as they protect us. So we love that. We trust them to come when we call and say, we need your help. But think about it. When you're driving down the highway at 75 miles an hour in a 55 zone, where does your foot first go? To the brake. Why? Because there's a healthy fear there as well, that you are crossing the line and you will pay the consequences if those lights go on that police car. A little bit of fear mixed in, a healthy fear in that relationship. Martin Luther talked about our relationship with God in this way when he described the meaning of the first commandment in a small catechism. He says, that means that we are to fear, love, and trust God above all things. He is to hold absolute authority over our lives. We recognize that life and death is in his hand. I trust God, and I know my place. I reverently submit and obey him. When God comes to us for a relationship, it's not for a partnership, but it's a takeover. It's not a democracy, but a theocracy. That's the fear of the Lord. And Solomon says that's the beginning of wisdom. When we see that phrase, the beginning of, it means the chief thing, the first controlling principle, the prerequisite is to live in reverent submission to God, to fear and love and trust him above all things. Bruce Waltke, who is a Bible scholar, recently put out a commentary on Proverbs, and he wrote regarding this verse, this great statement, what the alphabet is to reading, and notes to reading music, and numerals to mathematics, the fear of the Lord is to attaining the revealed knowledge of this book of Proverbs. That's Waltke. Finally, then, Solomon concludes his orientation by saying, fools despise wisdom and instruction, as if to say to the reader, don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. Get yourself into a right relationship with God who wants to give you his wisdom. So it all begins, wisdom, with a right relationship with God. So how does one enter into that right relationship? The Apostle Paul wrote an interesting statement in Colossians chapter 2, verse 3 in our New Testament. And he says that in Christ, quote, lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. There's the key, the prerequisite. A right relationship that leads to wisdom is a trusting relationship in God's Son, Jesus Christ. God made his wisdom known to us in the person of his Son, Jesus. God's wisdom was shown us at the cross. It looked like foolishness to the world, but it was the wisdom of God. For there the penalty for humanity's sin was paid. Through that saving act, a person who places their trust in Jesus Christ is delivered into a saving, right relationship with God. So parents, grandparents, let's get back to you. What's the most important thing you can give your children if you want them to have the best? Well, for a parent like me, giving my kids the best is giving them a relationship with Jesus Christ, which leads to a right relationship with God, which is the beginning of wisdom. So there you are. The best thing you can give those kids or those grandkids is to bring them up knowing Jesus Christ, knowing the fear of the Lord, loving, trusting, fearing, a healthy fear for Him who loves us. But this text is one that is written not just for kids. As I said earlier, it's for us who are mature as well. And maybe it gives us the opportunity to take a personal inventory and to ask the question, these days, how am I living? As a fool? Without God at the center? Do I live as if I've got life by the tail, trying to run things on my own? Is God in the place of authority in my life? Perhaps this text is calling someone back today that's listening to come home. To come home to the one who loves you, who gave his son Jesus Christ to die for you, who wants to give you the treasures of his wisdom and knowledge for the living of these days in this world. Come home, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and wise living then means having a right relationship with the God who loves you. Amen.
Presence, my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thank you. now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure.
Heavenly Father, you know what makes life work, and yet you know how we are so prone to wander away from your wisdom and your will for our lives. Help us this day to live according to your wisdom and fear, love, and trust you above all things. In the name of Jesus the Savior, we ask this. Amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We hope today's message will fill you with the peace of the Lord during the coming week. To help meet our obligations for increased radio costs, Christian Crusaders has established the JUM Club as an invitation for listeners to contribute to our ministry. JUM Club members make a regular monthly contribution of any amount, which can be conveniently charged to their account each month. To find out more about becoming a JUM Club member, call our office at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Christian Crusaders is also offering a set of 5 original sermons on DVD video by Reverend Homer Larson. This set, Basic Biblical Truths, is available for a suggested donation of $10 each or $50 for the complete set. Please call or visit our website to order. To request a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's sermon, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders and Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders is now in its 73rd year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.